Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Mary, supervisor on the floor. May I please have your zip code to locate the account, please?
Yes, 92551.
Excuse me. And may I have your first and last name?
Yes, Wendy Carlson.
Thank you. And will you verify your address, please?
Yes, and I'll just spell the street. It's 15575 GUAJOME Road in Moreno Valley, California.
Thank you for that. And I see it's an order for the screaming device, and I've been advised that this is a fraud order.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. And you're not aware of placing the original order on November 14th, paying $7.45 shipping?
No, I am not.
Okay. Is there anyone in your household that you think could have ordered this?
My husband, but he has dementia, and he has his own phone. He wouldn't be using my phone to do anything that I know of.
Excuse me. Okay. Well, we can definitely file this as fraud for you. What we will do is we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. In your local authority.
What was the device again?
Screaming device.
Screaming device.
Screaming. Light helps with your Wi-Fi, helps with your Wi-Fi move faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a device, but is this a... Okay, I do have a screaming device. Let me see if I can... I just was going through my case here. What is it called? Is it there's something I have something Chromecast or something G2 Pro?
No, I don't think that name would be on it.
Okay.
Well, did you want to continue with the fraud investigation?
Well, I need that money. Just, is there any way to have that? They said I had sent for something. The last person I spoke to said I had done a survey to get a free product, and I sent back in April of 2021 is what I was told. And after that, it was for a free gift, which I have no idea, back in April. And they said from that, it charged me a yearly membership. And I've canceled a membership before. I'm not sure what it was. But I just need this $49.97 taken, you know, put back in my checking account, because I'm on a limited income, and I really don't know what it is.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I can continue with the fraud investigation on the account then.
Okay.
So your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place and the device that was used to place the order.
Okay. Uh-huh. And if it was... Then is there anything I can do about it if I don't remember it?
I'm sorry, repeat the question again.
Okay, and I'm just saying, if I had ordered something and I don't remember from back then.
Well, it's best that I can do a 35% refund for the charge then, and other than just filing a complete fraud claim on the account, I can do a 35% refund of the $49.97 charge and not do the fraud claim.
I guess that's better than nothing.
Excuse me.
Because I really don't remember from that long ago for something to show up today on my, you know, in my checking account from what I was told by the last person from April 2021. And then you said something about November. I have no idea.
Okay, so we're just going to cancel this, and then I can give you my supervisor percentage, which is a 50% refund of the charge. So I'm going to make sure this is canceled. You don't get billed again, and I'm going to issue a 50% refund for the charge and not file the fraud claim.
Okay. I really appreciate this. You're really welcome. More than you have any idea.
I'm working on the account right now.
Okay.
Okay, I've processed a refund for you, and the refund will go back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
No, I appreciate it so much more than you'll ever know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customs Support.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.